Went out on a limb, gone too far, I broke down at the side of the road.
It's Friday, December 2nd, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. And Fridays at the Daily, we take one of your questions, and today's question is a good one, and it reads, is abortion wrong? What if the mother's health is at risk? Well, in 1973, the Supreme Court made a monument decision that legalized abortion in the U.S., obviously Roe v. Wade. Since then, there have been 50 million abortions in the U.S. All right, that's 8 times the number of Jews who died in the Holocaust in World War II. That's 17,000 times more than the people who died on September 11, 2001. Now, here's the question. Are those human beings? If not, then no big deal. We can go on as with business as usual. But if so, then we have the greatest genocide this world has ever known, and it's happening legally here in the United States. So I think this is huge. We need to get our hands around this. There are two major passages that we can look at in the Bible to see what it teaches. First of all, Psalm 139. Starting at verse 13 is what it says. For you formed my inward parts, you knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, my soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. Now, God was active as the embryo grew and developed. And David's the author here, he realizes that even before his mother knew that she was pregnant, the Lord was already showing his care for him. His personal life began in the womb, and God had already laid out its course. And what we're seeing here is that abortion is not just murder, but it's the destruction of the image of God. I mean, we are taking a sledgehammer to God's masterpiece. Now, you can flip over to the left a little bit to Psalm 51, verse 5. And it reads, Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Now, that doesn't mean that David was in the womb doing rebellious things. It means that he had inherited sin, and get this, non-humans don't inherit sin. This is what theologians call original sin. But when does this happen? Well, Psalm 51 says that he was conceived that way. Sperm enters egg, and you have a zygote. You have a person created by God, known by God, and with a moral disposition to sin against God. There's no fundamental difference between adults and embryos when it comes to bearing the image of God. Clearly, they are humans. Therefore, abortion is murder. So is abortion wrong? Yes, it's murder. But you ask, what if the mom's health is at risk? Well, all cards on the table, I hold to what is known as the life of the mother position, which is widely held by conservative Protestant folks. It is also represented in the official pronouncements of the Roman Catholic Church, Eastern Orthodox, and Orthodox Jewish leaders. In this understanding, only in those rare cases where continuation of the pregnancy would present a threat to the mother's life would abortion be morally justified. In a tubal pregnancy, for example, continuation of the pregnancy could lead to rupture of the fallopian tube and the danger of a fatal hemorrhage. Surgical intervention would be justified as an effort to salvage the life that has some real prospect of survival under the circumstances, which in this case would be the mother's. Rather than letting two lives perish, surgical intervention is indicated in order to save the life that can be saved. Now remember, The intervention is made because with existing medical technology, the mother's life can be saved, the unborn child's cannot. In those rare circumstances, It is morally justified. So is abortion wrong? Yes. What if the mother's health is at risk? Well, if by health you mean life, then that's another story. Because if you have to choose between letting both mom and baby die or taking measures to save the mom's life, whereas the baby's life cannot be saved, well, you do what you can to save the mom's life. You're still being pro-life in that situation. So you choose life. Unfortunately, life of the mother is almost never the reason people get an abortion. John Jefferson Davis, in his book Evangelical Ethics, he writes this. According to the Alan Guttmacher Institute, there are some 1.3 million abortions each year in the United States. Of women having abortions, three-fourths say that having a baby would interfere with work or school or other responsibilities. Two-thirds say they cannot afford another child. One-half say they do not want to be a single parent or have problems in their relationship with their husband or partner. Only 2% say that they are seeking an abortion because of rape, incest, or anticipated birth defects. Now, of that 2%, almost none are due to the risk of the mother's life. Lest we think that this is some problem that only the pagans are caught up with and it never hits home, listen to this. John Ensor said, without the abortions of evangelical Christians, the abortion industry could not financially survive. You hear that? He's speaking about us. People in the pews. It's murder, and we've got blood on our hands. Now, where do we go? There's no place to go with this kind of information, unpacking this kind of stuff, other than the gospel. The good news that Jesus died for sinners. See, the gospel is a message of repentance. So there are perhaps some who need to turn from their sin and look to Christ. Like if you've committed murder through abortion or held to some pro-choice stance, you need to turn from your sin and trust in Christ. The gospel is a message of repentance, but it's also a message of hope. And I want you to hear me very clearly. For those of you who have paid for an abortion, driven someone to get an abortion, advised someone to get an abortion, or even had an abortion yourself, there's blood on your hands. You may feel miserable over your sin. I want to tell you, there is hope for you. For there stands a hill called Calvary, and upon this hill there was a cross where the God-man Jesus Christ bled and died in the place of the punishment for your abortion, for your murder, for your sin, if you repent and believe. Would you believe? Let us speak out on behalf of the unborn, for the glory of Christ and all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again next week on the First Baptist Daily.
What do you say when it's all gone away? Baby, I didn't mean to hurt you. Truth spoken whispers will tear you apart. No matter how hard you resist it, it never rains when you want it to. You humble me, Lord. You humble me, give me